door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, we started looking at why we do things that we don't wish to do, and we don't do the things that we do wish to do. As a great apostle, Paul said the same thing over his life. And we started studying it out. We found out it's because of what's been programmed into our subconscious minds. And so now we started saying, how can we reprogram that? And so we started looking at that. And one of the first things you have to do is you have to bring affirmations of who you are and who God says you are. You've got to speak it over your own self continually, regularly from the Word of God, and start to change what's been programmed into your subconscious mind. Let's pick it up and continue today.
You can give affirmations to yourself anywhere, any time of the day, any part of your routine. You can recite them throughout the day. You can just talk over your own life nonstop. The Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God. God said, I have. God said, I have, and God said, I can. That took a lot of speaking in my life, I'm telling you, but it worked. And that was one thing that worked for me. The second thing, I'm going to give it to you. Number two, visualization. Everyone say visualization. In the sense of dreams, visions, and godly thoughts. I'm not talking now, you know, I'm not talking New Age, that kind of stuff. I'm talking God. Whatever I fix my eyes on grows within me. And whatever grows within me, I become. That's why as he thinks in his heart, Jack Nicklaus, considered the greatest golfer, right? Some might argue that, but he's got the most majors. He's got 18 majors, and the next highest one is Tiger Woods. He's got 15. And Jack Nicklaus, who's considered one of the greatest golfers, they said, what do you attribute most of your success to? How could you win so many tournaments? And his words were this: before every shot, I visualized it. I visualized the shot before I hit the ball. You know that, Jim. I visualized the shot before I hit the ball. He visualized it. The problem with us is we're so focused and visualize all the things that have been programmed into us. And instead of looking at sin, so many of us, we look at the bad in our lives. We look at the sin that we've committed and our self-efforts to obtain the righteousness, rather than fixing your eyes on Jesus. Amen. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. There's a song, I see Jesus. When I see Jesus, me, my bad, dissolves, disappears. Amen. I see Jesus. Jesus, I'm looking more and sounding more and doing more like Jesus did every day. That's what God is on. He's on a mission to make us look and sound and act like Jesus. Amen. That's what He's wanting for us. We're growing into something. We're a work in progress. We're not there. We will never get to His stature and what He did. But it's a work in progress. We're getting better and better and less bad and less this. But we've got to see ourselves as God says we must see ourselves. Because when I see Jesus Christ and I look like Jesus Christ and I start hearing myself like Jesus Christ, I start emanating His goodness and His glory. I've got to focus my vision on Jesus. If you want to lose weight, see yourself thin. Amen. You're going to visualize yourself with the car. You're going to visualize yourself with the husband serving God. You're going to see it. God gave us that so that we can visualize. I'm not talking imagination. Imagination creates things. Visualization sees things. Imagination creates something that's not created. But visualize yourself healed. And if you can't do that, you know what you do? If you're sick now, find pictures of yourself when you weren't sick. Come on. And stick them up on your mirror. Sing them up around the house. See yourself young, fit, and healthy. Amen. And start to visualize yourself as healthy. Amen. This is not New Age stuff. This is God. He said, write down the vision. Make it plain to see. Without a vision, they perish. Amen. You've got to get the vision of yourself being righteous and upright in Christ. You're not that loser that they told you about. You're not bad like they said you were. You're going to amount to something. You already have. So you've got to visualize what you want. Listen, God gave Abraham a vision of the stars and the skies and told him that he would have many children, Genesis 15:5. And that produced faith in Abraham's heart. And you can see that in Genesis 15:6 and Genesis 22. So we have an example of godly imagery which produced faith in the man who is called the father of our faith. God had to show him the vision. He had to take him outside and show him the stars. He had to take him outside and show him the sand. And said, you're going to have that many seed. Remember? Then he said, now make the affirmation. Call yourself father of nations. Amen. Affirmation visualization. And he became the father of our faith. Abraham. That's visualization together with affirmation. He changed his name. And 1 year after that, he waited 24 years for the promised child. 1 year after, God took him outside and said, look and change your name. You went from Abram to Abraham, from father, which he was, to Ishmael, to father of nations, which he is today with the promised child. It took 1 year after the visualization and the affirmation started. Come on. And that's a powerful concept that God did. Amen. And so that would indicate if I wanted faith in my heart that moved mountains, then I would need the same ingredients which God used on Abraham. Right? He's not a respecter of persons. And those are a spoken promise with a picture of it and a divine affirmation all the time. What are the promises? You're healed. Now I've got to visualize it. And I've got to say it. What are the promises? You're prosperous. I've got to visualize it. And I've got to see myself not battling at the end of the month. Amen. I've got to see myself with more than enough to advance the kingdom of God. Amen. This is how God designed us. This is how he created us. He's given us all this stuff. Amen? Amen. And the hard part is visualizing what you don't believe is possible or real. So when he says you're healed and you know you've battled with this thing for 20 years now, you're going to have to sit there and work on that thing. You're going to have to start seeing yourself healed. You're going to have to start seeing it. I am healed. You're going to say it. You're going to say it. God said it. I say it. That's who I am. And you're going to visualize yourself healed. You're going to visualize yourself having children. If that's what you want and you can't have children, they told you you can't. God said there'd be no barren in the land. I've got to speak it over my life and I've got to see myself chasing kids with dirty diapers. Yeah, it's a joke, but it's the truth. Come on. He says, listen, if you don't apply visualization consciously, then your subconscious will apply it according to your beliefs and you will recreate what you already have. I'm going to say that again. If you don't apply visualization consciously, okay, you've got to consciously do that. If you don't do that, then your subconscious will apply it according to the beliefs that you have already programmed in there, and you will recreate what you already have. And that's the insanity, doing the same thing over and expecting the different result. Habakkuk, listen, Eternal One, the Lord, to Habakkuk says, write down this vision, write it clearly on tablets so that anyone who reads it may run. The Living Bible says, write my answer on a billboard. Give them a vision, give them a picture so that they can run with it. You need a picture so you can run with this thing. Yeah. Then he says, for the vision points ahead to a time I've appointed. It testifies regarding the end, and it will not lie. Even if there is a delay, wait for it. It is coming and will come without delay. It will come. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He meditates day and night. What about that? Then it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings fruit forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. He's telling you, Raja, if you meditate, you sit there, you see it, you visualize it, you mull it over, you talk about it, you get it in your mind, and you see this thing taking place, he says, you are going to prosper in every area. Whatever you do will prosper. How do you want whatever you do to prosper in your life? You've got to do it, he says. Meditate on it. He told Joshua, he said, don't let this word stop coming out of your mouth. Speak it, and meditate. Meditate so you can see this thing to do it. To do it. And so we've got to meditate. We've got to say it. We've got to bring it. We've got to, over and over, repeat, rinse, whatever cycle. Meditate out of the Strong's number 1897. Imagine. Meditate. Mutter. Roar. Speak. Study. Imagine. You got to see this thing. Imagine being healed. See it. Imagine being prosperous. See it. Acts 2:17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. These are those days. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. That's visualization. This is God telling us. And our subconscious mind, according to all these guys that known scientists, it responds well to pictures. Our subconscious, that's why I'm giving pictures. Visualization is a great way to program your mind with positive dreams, visions, and godly thoughts. And that's why I'm showing so many pictures. So look at that. They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. There, visualize. You can't get out of this thing. It's impossible. Visualize how God took them out of it. Visualize Daniel, hopeless case. They said, you've got no chance. It's done. This is unto death. You're going to be addicted all your life. Whatever it is, visualize what happened. Get a picture of it. Think about David. David, look at the size of that giant. He didn't stand a chance. He was hopeless. They called him a little boy. David slew Goliath. Think about that. They didn't have food. You can't make ends meet. God can. God can. You know why he can? Because of that picture. He ain't dead. He's risen. And as you do this consistently, if you will give affirmation and speak the word of God over your life, over your children, what I tell you every single day, every morning, every night, you walk in divine health. Do I tell you that, yes or no? He's 17, hasn't been to a doctor. I'm getting him to visualize it. Now when he gets attacked with sickness, he says, Dad, pray for me. I'm not sick. I walk in divine health. That's what he does. You give a picture, get pictures, see yourself well, see yourself prosperous, see your marriage strong, see your family serving God, see your family saved, see it, and speak it. Stop saying, my husband is just a no good, nothing, rubbish. He ain't going to amount to nothing. He'll never get saved. You're right. Rather say, he loves the Lord with all his heart. He serves God. He can't wait to get to church and be at my side. He loves to tithe. Visualization is a powerful tool. God gave these to us. He gave us his eyes that can see it. We can get stuff in us. He gave it to us. So bring the affirmation. Start on them tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underway.